Welcome everybody to Shiur number 417. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Ravar Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Rav Moshe and Lirafua Shalema. Aliza Chana Chaya Bas Shendel Sarah, getting back to the halachas of Hachana L'chayil. Okay, so an interesting thing we're trying to go through Oitzer Halachas brings down various different interesting cases. So a concept which we spoke about way back in the beginning of Hachana when we first started, I just want to go through it a little bit. He brings it from the Mincha Shloima, and that is a regilus in something. So he brings out like this, in our Simon Shinchav Gimel, which is what we're going through, Oislam Edvav, he says, Yesh lahat lahachzer dovel l'mkoymem hamiyuchad. We spoke about this. If it's the regular way a person, right, I finish eating something, I put it back in the fridge. I finish learning a sefer, I put it back on the shelf. So we spoke about that. Av she'en et tzarech hayoyim, but I want to just expand on it a little bit. Av she'en et tzarech hayoyim, even though I don't need it for today, emhi dover shederech adam lasis machmas regilus. In other words, it's the regular way that I do it. It's not something that I have to start thinking if there's, you know, a tzairich for it or how could I work with it, whatever the case is. Right, I put back something on the shelf. Or another thing, interesting thing, he says, somebody takes off, I take off my shirt, then I just, whatever, I am to take off my shirt, or I'm changing my shirt, and I put it back. So I don't have to say, well, I'll leave it on the chair over here, or whatever the case is, because I'm not going to need it till for Shabbos anymore. I'm done, right? I'm changing my shirt or whatever the case might be, so I'll leave it on the chair. No, you're allowed to go ahead and hang it up, even in its correct place where it's supposed to be. So, there's no major tairach over here. There's no person that's not expanding major effort. And it's something, a regular standard thing, number one. Number two, number three, actually, many of these situations, it's so that a person, you know, doesn't have to have the house all messed up just because it's not for Shabbos. I have to keep my shirt, you know, on the chair. I have to keep the sefer out. I have to keep the food out. So you're allowed to do all these various different type of things. But what we do have to keep in mind in conjunction with that is that there's a limit. In other words, he brings down, for example, what I wanted to go through a little bit today, he brings down an example that say for Eitzer Halachas, I will less have colors from the base of Medrash the Tzarech Meitzer Shabbos. So let's say I'll say, good, I could put away my one sefer that I was learning. Fine, I'll walk back all the way to the shelf, put it back, but I can't start cleaning up the base Medrash. That I can't do, right? In other words, let's say it's firm on the tables and whatever. It's not a question of nobody needs them anymore. It's not a question of whereby we need use for the tables. It's not needed for Shabbos. It's, let's say, an hour before Shabbos. There's nothing happening till Motzi Shabbos over here. So what am I going to do? I'm going to start cleaning up all this form on the table and putting them back. So that one should not do, because you're preparing, you're cleaning up the base medrash, but it's not really a question of for now. This is already doing for Motzi Shabbos. Avaleh sef kolas from the base medrash l'tzarech Motzi Shabbos, he says, oi hasidurim l'tzarech tefilas arvis shal Motzi Shabbos. So you start preparing for Mariv or for after Shabbos, or whatever the case is, and these type of things, and putting away the Sfarim and the Sidurim and in the right place, so that one has to be careful not to do. Because of the fact it's more of a person's expanding, not just expanding more effort, but that's not the regular way. You can't say that that's the regular regilus. A person learns a sefer or two, you put it back, fine. But the regular regilus is start cleaning the whole place up, so that already one has to be careful. Oh, so he says further the punchline, the Sefer Eitzer Halachas, also the Vizet Nikr Hachana Shematriach Atzmei Lachal. The Mamisha looks like, everybody knows, why are you putting away all those farm? And why are you cleaning the base medrash up? You know, it's obviously for the week, because nobody needs it anymore now on Shabbos. Again, we're dealing with the case in time, it's towards the end of Shabbos, we would have Aval, but he says, Al Be'emsa Hayoim, but if it's the middle of the day, Shaper Dami, that will be fine. Havi Tzarech Shabbos, that's the Tzarech Shabbos. In other words, let's say it's after Shacharis, right? It's after the Shachris and whatever, and they have to clean off the tables, put away this firm. I'm not getting into the Boyer. There's no issues of Boyer. Everything's spread out. That's not what we're talking about right now. But I want to just clean up the tables, be Masada, people coming back in the afternoon, they'll be learning, people coming back for Mincha, whatever. So this is all part of Tzarech Hayom. That's all part of Tzarech Shabbos. So of course, all that could be done. So what we're trying to say also is that when a person does an action in general on a little bit of a larger scale, meaning like, you know, just putting back the safer, putting back the milk. Well, putting back the milk would spoil anyways, but putting back food or whatever. So that's a small thing, and that's a normal thing. But a person does a little bit of a larger scale. You have to see when am I doing it also, right? Is it a mill of the day right after, let's say, Shacharis in shul? And everybody knows that we're all coming back to learn during the afternoon. Fine. But if it's mamash, you know, like 20 minutes before Shabbos, everybody knows all these farm, the whole shul is being cleaned up for after Shabbos. So each thing has to be sort of like assessed with the amount of time and the amount of what exactly is the action taking place. That is one of the reasons that makes hachana a little bit more difficult, because of the fact that many things, not every single action, but many, like for example, washing dishes. You can't wash dishes, finish, that's also. But we're talking about a case in time over here where some certain actions might be okay if it's done at a certain time of the day, which makes it very interesting, right? In the middle of the day or the end of the day, with reference to, for example, like we said, putting away the svarim. So that's an important thing to keep in mind, whereby you might have the same thing with clothing. If I have some, let's say, a couple of things on a couple of chairs, right? So if it's right before the end of Shabbos, okay, so then that's one thing. I mean, what are you doing? You're fixing up the house. Shabbos is over in 20 minutes. You're preparing it for after Shabbos, fine. But if it's the middle of the day, right, I'm putting away a few. Again, I'm not talking about boiler. There's no laundry mixed up. I have something on the chair over here and something over there, whatever, and I'm putting it back in the closet. I don't want to have a sloppy house, you know what I mean? I'm aside of the house, like we spoke about the beds and something like that, making the beds. So if it's the middle of the day, so obviously a person wants to have a clean house, a masudadika house, and that's l'kavod Shabbos, right? But whereby you're doing it right before the end of Shabbos, Shabbos is basically over, right? The same thing by Shalosh Sudas would apply over here. Somebody wants to go ahead and clean off the table. Well, the Matzah Shabbos is, I'm going to Marv in 20 minutes and 10 minutes, so what are you doing? Obviously preparing for Matzah Shabbos. That's very hard to say 10 minutes before Shabbos. I'm just giving an example. You know, Shabbos is over. But if you're telling me it's 2 hours before the end of Shabbos, of course you're allowed to clean the table from Shalosh Sudas, because it's this is covered Shabbos, and we're all sitting here. I mean, it's we don't have to sit with all the dirt on the table. So each thing has to really be assessed. Many of these cases really has to be assessed the time of day and what the action is and so on. Okay, so we'll end off with this, but important to keep in mind that many actions, one has to look at actually what time of day is it, and that could make the hachana or break it. Thank you for listening.